Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Oops. Good morning. Hopefully I don't press the wrong buttons, y'all. good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is Friday, the 13th of March. Wow. The second week is over of March. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Good morning, everybody. This is Jamie's journal, your journal strategist. This morning we are running through Proverbs. Wow, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we already did for you. And I hope that something we said through the 2 weeks have really blessed you. You can go onto the Facebook page. I forgot. There's so many things going on today. My oldest nephew is off, so if you hear it coming in, I may say yes, but, you know, may have to cut it a little short. But we are running through Proverbs. We have talked about book one. We are in the process of running through book two. Book two, we talked about Proverbs 11. We talked about Proverbs 10. We talked about pretty much almost every proverb. But I hope you have gone back and you have really read and studied the book of Proverbs. Proverbs always has a hidden treasure in the middle of, let me say it again. In every proverb in Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, I can't even get it right. There's a hidden treasure. There's a hidden treasure in every chapter. So we've been going through the hidden treasures. We've been explaining a couple of things to you because in the book of Proverbs, we all need some wisdom. We all need some knowledge. We all need some understanding. We all need sometimes a better way of life, and I'm praying that you will have much success this weekend, and not only this weekend, but this month. So let's go in and get some wisdom. We always need some wisdom, and I'm looking for my partner in crime. I see that she just chimed in. I don't know if she just got in or she's still on the road, but we will check in with her in about a minute or two. So we're going over Proverbs chapter 12 and 13. But if we can, I want to push and see if we can get within like 20 minutes, if we can get through to chapter 15. I don't know if that's possible, y'all, but I am going to push it this morning and see what we can learn. Because chapter 12, the first thing that hit me was a good man obtains God's favor. So if you have a good man in your life, you know. You know we're going to be talking about that. Because it says, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. A man shall be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall be moved. And I believe we went through that a little bit. Wednesday? And chapter 12 is so explanatory because the next couple of chapters, verses 4 to 11, talks about a virtuous woman. But see, and here's what I want you to understand about Proverbs. Proverbs always has a hidden treasure in it, but still, virtuous woman is not really introduced until chapter 31. But somehow, since they were talking about a man in his favor, they put in a virtuous woman. Let's see, is Dr. Arlene Span on the line? Good morning, Dr. Arlene Span. How are you this morning?
I am well. I am present, alive, and well this morning. So grateful to be alive on this super magnificent Friday. And you?
Are you joining? Are you joining? Are you driving?
I am not driving. I am actually stationary this morning. And you know, I like to give the report of what God is doing. I have a slight breeze.
Amen.
I have trees that are kind of, the wind is blowing a little bit, and I don't see any squirrels, but I do see a bird this morning. So I am enjoying the magnificent, wonderful, marvelous works of the Lord this morning as he let me look at nature. So back to you.
And that's good. That's good, too, that you enjoy nature as well as I do, because in the mornings, what I'm trying to do when it's early is get up and start walking. Now, I said that last week, right? And now I'm trying to push myself to get up. But, you know, I've been having some long nights, some long days and long nights. So, you know, I'm trying to push. I'm like, what is wrong? What is wrong? You know, we talked about that on Wednesday, but I'm going to try and get up and just take, you know, a little walk. But, you know, I do. I love nature, and but it's really sunny out. It's really sunny. And when it gets really sunny, you notice that it reminds you of summer. And when I went out yesterday, I said, oh, it's not that cold out. And yesterday I was like, oh, my God, it is freezing out. Because, you know, when the sun's out, you know, because already my nephew, my oldest nephew's school, already they have on shorts. I'm like, what? You better put them pants back on. Shorts.
Shorts. Kids are resilient. We know how kids are. They're resilient. They are like the most active thing. So because there is such movement with them, they don't realize the cold the same way that we do. Because, you know, as you get older, you kind of sit back. Now, not now. I used to be like this. Now I'm a little energizing bunny. I try to keep going and going and going so that my grandchildren can keep up with me. But children are such that they're constantly moving. So because they're constantly moving, That heat, their bodies are heating up, so they don't realize that it's as cold as we think it is. To them, they love it. That's why they love them. They love when the ice comes. We need to be wise like little children and watch how they do things sometimes. I'm going to think about that for a moment as you continue with Proverbs. I want to think like a kid.
Well, as I continue talking about Proverbs, I'm walking in my room, but still, like my nephew, I can't mimic him. He's 8, so I can't mimic him. I can't be laying down on time, and I can't be playing games all the time either. So my youngest nephew, he'll run up and down the stairs and you know tell me he's bored or whatever, but I'll put him on and get him some work. So, because I know that young mind is always going, but, you know, the minute I tell my oldest nephew to do something, he's like, oh, I'm like, okay, well, sit there and moan. Going into Proverbs chapter 12. It's work. But we are talking about, we are in the book of Proverbs. We already read verses 1 to 3 in Proverbs chapter 12. And then it goes into a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. So it sounds like to me they are just comparing what a virtuous woman is and what she is not. Sometimes the book of Proverbs, I notice, they compare a virtuous woman is this, but virtuous woman is not that. And like they just said, the words of the wicked are to lie, to wait for the blood. But the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. So if you are upright, if you are going before the Lord, asking the Lord what to do, you are the righteous. And it goes into, a righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. So it says, okay, you're righteous, but yet if you become a wicked person, then you're cruel. So, Dr. Elizabeth, what do you think about this comparison of a virtuous woman?
You know, what I've discovered being married for over 30 years now is that, and I watch my husband, you know, as he light up and beam up in certain areas when he says certain things about me, and not patting myself on the back, but patting him on the back, because he knows that when he said I do or I will to me, that he had himself a virtuous woman. Now, was I always that, Jamie? The answer to that is a resounding no. However, as I began to grow in Christ, he began to shape. Christ began to shape and mold and design me the way that he would have me to be. So when I look at the comparison and the contrast that God puts here in the Word for us, where he says a good wife, she's the pride and joy for her husband, that's what you want to be. You don't want to be that cancerous woman that talks about your husband, that brings him down, that says nasty things about him, the one that's generating just negative things, one that's diminishing him. So you want to be called that good wife, because God said when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So you want to be that good thing to him. And so I think that God knows well how he put us here and placed us here on planet Earth. So he will weave all through his word what it is that he wants us to do, how he wants us to do it, and it's just befitting, I think, that he would introduce the good wife right over here in 12, so that when we see it coming up in Proverbs chapter 31, we don't go, well, I didn't know anything about that. All of a sudden God's bringing this on me and I got to be this kind of way. No, he's introducing it way over here in Proverbs chapter 12, so that by the 12. Time we get to, yes, by the time we get to 31, shoot, we already know. He's already leading and guiding us into all the truth. So, hey, God knows what he's doing. He's such a good God. I'm not going to, there was a song I was going to sing, but I'm not going to sing it. He's such a good God.
I love those songs. I love those songs. And speaking of songs, my morning call, I mean, this woman in the morning call, she can sing as well. So she's always singing and, you know, acting a little crazy, but she's singing, you know. And sometimes she sings some ungodly songs, but that's okay. But she could sing. So, you know, me getting it twice a day is a good thing. But, you know, we are literally, ladies and gentlemen, talking about a little bit of relationship. So in verse 11, we were talking about his reward for the righteous. And then we were talking about the tree of life. Now we're talking about a man attains God's favor. Then we're talking about virtuous woman. So a virtuous woman is a woman, like Dr. Arlene Spann said, is to uplift. You know, we, you know, and it goes all the way back to relationship. It makes me think of, you know, whether you're married or you're not. Hey, we got to begin to stay uplifted. We got to begin to, even when you're single, you know, no man wants to see you, and I've learned this, no man wants to see you down and upset and depressed. Oh, my God, I can't do it. You know, men don't want to see you like that. So if you think you can get away with that, well, that's fine. But, you know, from the looks of it, you know, Dr. Eileen Finn has a wonderful marriage, and, you know, it's no sense in her. And I can see it myself and my parents and my grandparents that were living. You know, they do have some conflict sometimes, but for the majority of the time, it's supposed to be uplifting to each other, you know. They're supposed to be uplifting. I'm this way, I'm that way, but, you know, and another thing is, one of my girlfriends that I know that I counsel, she's going through, she's bipolar, so... She has known one of these guys since, I don't know, 3-4 years, and now the guy is back into her life. She's saved, but he's not. Mm-hmm. And, well, she, you know, when you are a certain age, you know, people try and come in, still come into your life. And I don't know, it's hard for people to understand, if you are saved, why go out and marry somebody who's unsaved?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Why do it? Go ahead.
And if I may interject, you know, I like what you just said, because it's inevitable, even when you're married, that there's going to be some form of conflict somewhere. But when you are... yoked unequally is what the scriptures say, right? When you're yoked unequally, mm-hmm. it's more of the chances of things going awry because of the fact that now God said, how can two walk together except for they agree? So there are going to be many difficulties and many things that you don't agree on when you go into the relationship, knowing that one is trusting the Lord, one is letting the Lord lead and guide them through the power of the Holy Spirit, and the other one is not. So the success, is there success in those patterns? Yes, it is. However, it diminishes because of the fact that you're unequally yoked. So sometimes we cause the problems, you know, we bring the problems upon ourselves simply by the fact that we know going into a relationship that we are not equally yoked. So that would be something to think about as you are speaking with your friend about, understand what God says in his word about being unequally yoked. And allow that person to grow in Christ. Now, is there success in that a person can be drawn to Christ and accept the Lord and become saved? Yes, there is. But you want to make sure that, what is that thing they say? Don't get the cart before the horse. Yeah, you want to put the horse before the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep, right back to you.
Somewhere it's like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, back to you.
I love them old sayings. But, yeah, and see, she's a real wordy person, and from her standpoint, I understand what you're saying. I love mm-hmm. him, you know. He's the best thing in my life. But in the other sense, her parents are trying to tell her boyfriend's trying, well, not her boyfriend, but her brother's trying to tell her it's not good. Her father doesn't like the boyfriend. So mm-hmm. what does that make you think? So, you know, to me, I told her, I said, well, that's your decision, you know. And she just thinks, well, I'm trying to knock her down and whatever. I'm saying, no, I'm not trying to knock you down, but, you know, you grown, you know. She always says, I'm grown. I can make my own. Okay, well, that's fine. But in the end, you're going to have to face some consequences because literally, from my understanding is, you can't change a man. You can't change that man. You can try and change him. And for what I learned younger years, you know, you can't change anybody. God has to change them. You know, it's all right if he, you know, walks up and gets saved, but still, you can't change him if he comes home and starts cussing, starts playing loud music that you don't want to hear. So, you know, and it's just, I just wanted to bring that out because, I know that there's many viewers that are going to view this and think, you know, oh, wow. You know, and I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about relationships because it's important to understand, regardless of the situation or the circumstances, you always need to stay positive. That's the basis. You know, and I had to learn that. I couldn't always, you know, even though you want to jump out and spit up on the person, you can't always do that. And my point is to run after God. You know, whether the man is saved or unsaved, run after God first. See what he wants you to do first. And if God don't open the doors for you to be in his life, then you're not supposed to be in his life. Basic, period. God is first. This is what I was saying on my morning call, that we need to pray more, that we need to seek God more, you know. Yes, it's all about the business. Yes, yes, yes. But still, you need to, I've always learned, pray. Mm-hmm. It's about prayer. It's about getting through to God. And if it takes months or years to hear from him, then so let it be. But at least you prayed about it. And you need mm-hmm. to hear what he has to tell you versus what man has to tell you. What do you think about this, Dr. Lynn Spann?
You bring up what's in chapter 12 and verse 15 and 17 where it says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to good teaching. So when a father says something to a daughter about a man, generally men know men. So that would be wise teaching, which means that you might want to listen. That's what God's saying. And then in verse 17, he says, he who speaks the truth tells what is right, but a liar tells lies. So if someone's coming to you in truth, and God's word is truth, so that's the first thing. So if we're talking to someone and we're sharing with them from the scripture, then we know that now we're telling truth. But if I keep coming to you with only what Arlene thinks and only what Arlene has to say, and somewhere in there Arlene might slip a little lie or two in there, right? So it's better for our listeners mm-hmm. to be truth. Because in verse 19, it says, lips that tell the truth will last forever, but a lying tongue lasts only for a little while. So we can continue to say, I love you, but I love you, and I love you, and I love you. And then you're off somewhere with some other man or some other woman. You know, but you know, they didn't mean nothing to me, you know, but it's really you that I love. Your lips might be speaking one thing, and your actions is showing another. So God wants us to know that as we listen to him, the ways of a fool is right in his own eyes. But if we want wisdom, if we want to be wise, then we're going to listen to good teaching, and we're going to listen to his words. So that's what I think when we're talking about relationships. If you are one in Christ, then you want to know, what does he have to say about relationships? And let me develop myself according to what he has as far as a standard. So back to you, Katie.
Awesome, awesome. And we are already out of time, but I'm going to read the hidden treasure for Proverbs. I know, for Proverbs 12. One of the themes emphasized in Proverbs 12 is how to deal wisely in the affairs of life. Although there are many important spiritual principles in this chapter, we could discuss, we're going to focus on just two of them. So it goes in talking about God's word and supernatural seed. And let's read chapter, if we have a couple minutes, let's read the hidden treasure in chapter 13. Although there are many things we could discuss in Proverbs 13, I want to explore one particular principle that's very important for success. In your walk with God, the principle found in Proverbs 13:11, wealth not earned, but won in haste or unjustly, or from the production of things for the vain instrumental use such riches with dwindle away. But he who gathers little by little will increase his riches. Wow. So it talks about wealth. This verse is talking about spiritual law of gradual increase. Do you need increase in your life? Actually, it is a physical law as well as a spiritual law. A seed planted in the ground doesn't just grow into a plant overnight. Wow. So, Dr. Arlene Finn, how can we get in touch with you if we need more information about relationship?
One way you can get in touch with me is by going to www.arlenefinnsweats.com or arlenesweats@gmail.com. And if you go there, you can send me a comment or whatever, and I will get back with you. Back to you, Jane.
Awesome, awesome. And you can get in touch with me as well, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach Arlene or I. And this has been a great show on relationships. I'm thinking about doing more next month, talking about relationships. So everybody have an awesome, awesome weekend. And Dr. Arlene Spann, what do you have planned for this weekend?
Wow, I have a conference that I'm going to be going to this weekend. My daughter will be singing and ministering to others, so I want to support her in what she's going to be doing. And it's just going to be, that's going to start tonight and then tomorrow. And, of course, Sunday will be church and church group. So it's going to be an eventful weekend for me, Jane. Back to you. What about you?
Awesome. Well, you know it's going to be raining tomorrow, so, you know, Sunday's always church, but tomorrow I think there's going to be some kind of a craft show in our area, so I think we're going to that, and, you know, the normal shopping and everything, but, you know, I always love my church because on Sundays I get some me time, so, kudos. I hope you have a good Sunday, and I will meet you back on here, everybody, on Monday at 10 a.m. We will go over Proverbs chapter 14 and 15. Remember to read your scriptures this weekend, and I will chat with you soon on Jamie's Journal. God bless. Have a great weekend.